Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back, 6:34. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. You're listening to 1320 WILS. So did you know that the number of those that don't have health insurance in the greater Lansing area is 37% higher than the statewide average? In fact, one in five Ingham County adults are now uninsured. But it doesn't have to be the case. The Ingham Health Plan, a nonprofit community insurance program, is there to help. And Robin Reynolds is its executive director. She joins me now to tell me what can be done about this area problem. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for joining me. Well, we certainly don't have the most depressed economy in the state, so it is a bit surprising that our uninsured rate is almost 40% above the state average. Why is that level so high?
The uninsured level is high in Ingham County due to several reasons. One is we have a lot of unemployment. The previous auto industry left a lot of people unemployed. There's a lot of small business in the county that doesn't offer health benefits, restaurants, et cetera, that don't offer health benefits. They're good small employers, but they can't afford to offer health benefits.
Now, I know the Ingham Health Plan is funded by grants from the Ingham Regional Medical Center and Sparrow Hospital to provide insurance for those that don't have it and don't qualify for Medicaid. Now, what kind of population does that tend to be?
Our population on the Ingham Health Plan, and we currently have about 12,000 members on our plan, it is mostly working. We have 60% working population. Again, they're people that work for small businesses or that don't offer health benefits, and we also have individuals that work for larger businesses that can't afford the insurance premiums. They've risen quite substantially over the last several years, where on average the worker pays almost $15,000 a year for a family premium. So it's become somewhat unaffordable for people that are not making a lot of money. So we do have a lot of employed people on the plan. We also have unemployed, those that are in school, and those that don't qualify for any other benefits such as Medicaid.
So how do local residents go about signing up for the Ingham Health Plan, and how much does it typically cost?
They can sign up for the Ingham Health Plan at the health department. There's a registration and enrollment office that's open Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 4, and Friday, 8 to 4, and they can sign up there. We also have enrollment specialists at the neighborhood network centers. So there's the South Center, the Northwest Initiative, Allen Neighborhood Center. We also have staff there. We have them at Crystal Ray and Carefree, which are the medical clinics in town. The cost of the plan, there is no charge. There are no premium costs for the plan. There are small copays for doctor visits are $5, and prescriptions are $5 or $10, but very minimal.
An absolutely free health plan.
Yes.
That sounds incredible. I'm talking to Robin Reynolds. She's the executive director of the Ingham Health Plan. It is a nonprofit community insurance program available to those in the greater Lansing area. So what kind of coverage do you get under this plan? I'm guessing not all procedures are covered.
No, not all procedures. The procedures that are covered are outpatient, specialty care, lab, radiology, and prescription benefits. We do not cover emergency room or inpatient. When the plan was developed, we had to make a decision whether we would cover a small amount of people with a full benefit or offer more of a preventative benefit where we could offer the primary care benefits to keep people well and keep them going to their doctor rather than inpatient and in the emergency room.
Although it does seem that emergency room procedures would be sometimes the most costly and the most pressing, certainly.
Certainly they are the most costly for people and for insurance companies. And the hospitals one of the reasons we partner with them, and I have to give them a lot of credit that this plan is available, but we do partner with them to try to keep people out of the emergency room. We assign people to a primary care doctor, or they see their doctor if they are willing to participate with the Ingham Health Plan, and we try to establish a well care so that they stay out of the emergency room. And if they happen to go to the emergency room and can't afford it, they need to work with the hospitals on making that affordable.
You know, the Obama health care plan, obviously, it's a very complex, all kinds of viewpoints on it. We're still waiting to see if the Supreme Court will rule that it's constitutional. But what is your opinion of this health plan of, you know, that some people view in a negative way?
I think that we've spent a lot of years trying to come up with a health plan. This isn't new. We had Nixon develop a health plan, and that was never approved. I think we need to do something in the United States to offer health care. I think but I also know that it isn't the answer for everyone, that here locally we'll continue to have people who are uninsured because Affordable Care Act is not affordable for them, or they can opt out, or it just is not going to be affordable for everybody, and there are certain people who won't be covered under it, and we expect to still have probably 13,000 to 15,000 people in Ingham County that won't be covered. We also, there's a take-up rate that not overnight is everybody going to get covered, so we like having a local solution for the local community to be able to get care, and it is a priority for Ingham County.
Yeah, what do you think of the state health exchange also? Would the Ingham Health Plan appear on an exchange of that sort?
No, not in its current form, because we are not an insurance. We are a benefit. We're not an insurance company. We're a health benefit. And you have to get a license to be an insurance company and to offer on the exchange.
In terms of the plan, what about prescription medications? I know that can be very expensive, and people do rely on their medications. What kind of coverage does the plan offer for that?
We have good prescription coverage. We try to. It is mostly a generic plan. There are a few exceptions made, but that require a prior authorization process. But it's primarily generic. But we do have medications that cover most diseases and most other illnesses that people would have. So it's a good benefit.
Is there any way to sign up online, or do you have to physically go to some of these locations you mentioned?
At this time, you have to physically go to the locations, and people need to bring proof of residency and proof of income so that we know that they fall within the eligibility is people from up to 250% of poverty, which for a single person, that is approximately $27,000 a year, and for a family of four, it would be $55,000 a year. So they need to physically go and enroll in the plan.
Now, you say there are 12,000 people now enrolled. What is the maximum number the plan can handle?
We can handle more people. We have a budgeted number this year of 12,700, so we certainly have 700 more slots available, and that's on average a monthly enrollment.
And I know the part of the problem is many residents are not even aware the plan exists. How long has it been around, and what kind of efforts are made to advertise the plan's existence?
We have been around since 1998, and when it was initially came on board, we did some advertising, but we did a poll about a year ago now, and it was evident that a lot of people were not aware of the Ingham Health Plan. So we're now doing some active marketing, if you will. We're out speaking at many different engagements, and there was a story in the Lansing State Journal, and we're trying to just create awareness for folks that this plan is available to help them. We would much rather have them get on the plan and us pay for this benefit than have them continue to get sicker and need more intensive care.
Now, you can't beat that. A free health plan, the Ingham Health Plan. Robin Reynolds is the executive director. Is there a website people can go to take a look?
There is. The website is Ingham Health inghamhealthplancorp.org. We're also on Facebook, Ingham Health Plan, and Twitter is InghamHP. And we're having a lot of positive feedback on those sites.
All right. Robin, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.